And simple cures that medical science is keeping secret for monetary gain, right? But now they've discovered the hidden secrets and that will cure all your ills, and they're willing to make it known to you for a price, right? Yeah, for a price. It must be profitable because it's sure prevalent. People must do it. The world is looking for a cure-all medication, huh? The pill that will cure everything. But it's really not that simple. I mean, I've found that the contrary, actually. Many times, the source of some mysterious health problem is traced back to the very medication they were taking to cure the problem. Have you seen that? Yeah. So we likely scoff at such internet scams being promoted today, maybe even angered by those who prey on the sufferings of others, and rightfully so. Yeah, sometimes maybe we can fall into a similar trap, huh? I mean, through the years, haven't we done comparable things, maybe? Not for financial gain, but still, some have promoted certain cure-all potions that didn't work out so well. Maybe you can think of them. I think of a few. Just to name a few, there was the colloidal silver cure-all that was urged upon others until people started turning blue, you know. There was the Kalina treatments. That was another cure-all for many ailments until it washed away all the necessary gut bacteria, interfering with digestion. Others have promoted such a restricted diet to the point of becoming emaciated and gaunt from a lack of nutrients and calories. Another was the experimental MICOM, intravenous treatment, supposedly the cure-all for cancer, until somebody died undergoing treatment. So through the years, we of a people have promoted such things. Maybe none here, but I mean, you know, it happens. I hear about it. Even fell prey to one of them. I won't say which one. But anyhow, wasn't pleasant. Anyhow, many today are looking for a cure-all supplement, a cure-all beverage or treatment. And if you're in the market, I just happen to have one I'd like to sell to you today. Okay? It's a simple cure-all that has been intentionally buried and concealed to keep people sick and buying the cheap substitutes that cannot cure us. Would you like to know what my cure-all substance is? My super supplement? All right. Well, it's a powerful, natural dietary supplement that will cure every ailment. Okay? So just listen to my sales pitch now. Okay. My cure-all has healthy heart benefits. It's off the screen. Oh, well. My cure-all has healthy heart benefits. Each dose, it says, is a step toward heart health. Rich in polyphenols, it helps in maintaining a healthy heart, reducing the risk of heart disease. That sounds good, huh? This miracle-working treatment also is linked to benefits for cognitive function. It's linked to memory and cognitive functions as a smart choice for brain health. It's also a natural energy booster. It provides a quick, healthy energy boost, perfect for those moments when you need a quick, natural pick-me-up. And every application is an antioxidant powerhouse, an immune support system. It's laden with antioxidants like resveratrol and flavonoids. These are your body's best defense against the onslaught of daily oxidative stress, and there's a promise of a stronger immune system, rich in vitamin C and other immune-boosting nutrients. It's like a shield against common health woes. So, are you sold on my cure-all yet? It's truly flying off the shelves, and won't last much longer, so get yours while supplies last. Are you ready? Are you ready to take... for me to take your order? Huh? Not yet. What is my secret supplement? that will do all these things. And do you need it? Now we say, well, I feel fine. Well, maybe we do physically. But what about spiritually? Let me ask, in your and my and our disease condition, do we need improved heart health? So let's shift gears now for a little bit and we'll come back. But let's shift gears and let's find out what the Bible says about our need of heart health. Turn to that familiar text in Jeremiah. Jeremiah, what does the Bible say about our need of spiritual heart health? All right, Jeremiah 17. You know it, verse 9. Jeremiah 17, 9. Familiar text, but it speaks concerning our need of spiritual heart health. The heart, it says, is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And of course, as the Amplified states it, it says it this way. If it's on the screen, let's see here. There it is. The heart is deceitful. Okay. Sorry about that. The heart is deceitful above all things and is exceedingly perverse and corrupt and severely mortally sick. Who can know it? Do we need improved heart health? Sounds like it to me. What about our mind? Do we need enhanced cognitive function? Well, turn to Peter. Let's find out. Peter. We're going to look at a few familiar texts, but they speak to this issue about our health. 1 Peter. Chapter 5. Verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he might devour. And if it's clear on the screen, this is the CEB translation. It says, be clear-headed, keep alert. Your accuser, the devil, is on the prowl like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. You know, now, in this earth's history, more than ever before, to keep from being seduced and destroyed by the devil, we need to be spiritually clear-headed and alert, don't we? Amen. My supplement, my super supplement will do that for you. It will boost your cognitive function, protecting you against deception. So do we also need a spiritual immune system protecting us from the sin infection? We do. Jude chapter 1, and there's only one, but Jude chapter 1, verse 24. Another familiar text, but a good one. Jude 1, verse 24. Right before Revelation there, Jude 1, verse 24 says, now unto him, that's the Lord, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. This is what God wants to do for you and in you. And my supplement will do just that. Ready to order? This treatment will also provide an energy boost. Okay, how about that? Do we need, as Christians, do we need a spiritual energy boost? Well, what does the Bible say? Turn back to Isaiah. Isaiah, and let me get this right, Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, verse familiar verse 31, but look what it says. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, huh? Yeah, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is what the Lord wants to do in us. So consequently, we do need a spiritual energy boost. Philippians, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And that word strengthened is defined in the Greek as empower or energize. Christ wants to energize us to walk with him here and into glory someday soon. So do you need your spiritual life renewed, empowered, energized? If you do, then you need a daily dose of this supplement. Sounds like we all need it. I know I do. So what is my cure-all supplement, which has been kept secret by the prince of the power of the air to keep people ordering and buying these cheap substitutes that cannot cure? My cure-all that will do all these things, all these wonders, both physically and spiritually, is pure, delicious grape juice. That's what it is. Pure, delicious grape juice. This blessed fruit of the vine, this dietary supplement, is linked to enhanced heart health, improved cognitive functions. It's a natural energy booster and is an antioxidant powerhouse and immune system support, physically as well as spiritually. So, what are the spiritual health benefits of this supplement? Here it is. You ready? The spiritual benefits of this health supplement, dietary supplement, spiritually speaking, is, then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this, my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So the communion wine is the spiritual cure-all. When we partake of that communion wine, it represents the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, of my sins, and the restoration or the healing of our souls. That's what it is. The symbolic communion wine is the spiritual cure-all of which we can freely partake this morning. But only the pure, unfermented wine or juice can have this representation. I mean, fermentation is a symbol of sin, has just the opposite impact on body and soul. But of the pure juice, we read, thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servants' sake, that I will not destroy them all. So this health-enhancing blessing is only found in the new or fresh grape juice. Whereas of the fermented, of course, we read just the opposite about that in Scripture. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Or he goes on to say, do not look on the wine when it's red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At last it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. So rather than a blessing, fermented wine brings a curse, both physically and spiritually. The opposite benefits of the pure. And speaking of impaired cognitive function, Isaiah says, but they have erred through wine, and stagger from strong drink. The priests and prophets have erred through strong drink. They are confused by wine. They stagger from strong drink. They err while having visions. They stumble when rendering judgment. Impaired cognitive function. Alcoholic wine brings a curse rather than a blessing. Yet as you're probably aware, I think probably everybody here is aware, as I am, some have insisted that research has proven alcoholic wine to have health benefits to us. Have you heard that? We've all heard that. Even benefits to our heart health, they say. Well, as a result of those supposed studies, the medical world has investigated this claim, and listen to what they have found as reported in the Oregonian, the science news here. Here's what it says. I have this article at home. It says, alcohol, not a health potion, like it's been claimed. And it says, OHSU researchers contend the bad effects of alcohol far outweigh any benefit that may occur to health. Now, listen to this article as it goes on. It's a good one. It says, take a long, sober look at the studies that appear to promote the health benefits of alcohol, medical researchers say. They fear that recent studies may be confusing, leading some to conclude that alcohol will make them healthier. Goes on, alcohol, they say, is a toxic substance, a poison, and shouldn't be used for health, said Dr. William E. Koner, and it is not a medicine. People who say they drink red wine for its protective antioxidants should realize that a safer way to get antioxidants would be through eating fruits, including grapes, the source of wine, and vegetables, Koner said. A person would get far more antioxidants from drinking a glass of orange juice than from a glass of red wine, he said. The public should not get the message from these studies that alcohol is protective against coronary disease. Koner said, in medicine, we would like to prevent one disease, but not cause another. Thought that was very good advice. So contrary to popular opinion, alcohol is a killer, not a cure. The communion wine now, representing the pure life-giving blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and producing all these wonderful spiritual blessings, must therefore then be unfermented, as found in the cluster. So how vital is it to our spiritual health that we partake of this, his pure juice, pure sacrifice, huh? How important is it, as represented by the communion? Well, here's what Jesus said in John, probably off the screen, but Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, the wine represented by the juice, has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. So this new wine, this unfermented grape juice of the communion service, represents the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of the new covenant. I mean, vital that we partake of this. Drink and live forever. So my supplement that I offer today is a matter of life and death. So may I take your order, huh? You won't get a better deal, actually. Yeah, this life-giving wine is being offered today at a special discounted price, huh? So much so that it's free of charge, just like the scripture reading said, come everyone that is thirsty, come and buy wine without money and without price. And he says, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. That's communion. Would you like some of this life-giving wine? Amen. Each of us can today. If you're hesitating, I would simply say this. Get it while supplies last. Because there will indeed, a day will come for sure when the shelves will be empty, when men and women will run to and fro seeking and shall not find. That's what the scripture says. So maybe I can take your order today by offering you the communion wine. Only this beverage will give you heart health, make you spiritually alert, and support a healthy immunity against sin. Only what is represented here by this communion wine that we partake today will energize and strengthen you in your daily relationship with the Lord of glory. So we've been talking kind of in allegorical terms, but literally now, the sacrifice of Jesus is represented here is the only true cure, the only thing that will satisfy and heal the empty, broken heart. What is represented here? It's the communion wine. So maybe you're ready to place your order. I hope so. But as we partake, as we prepare now to partake of the communion wine, I can truly say this, here's to your health. Amen. Amen. Not of the body only, but also of the soul. So, as our custom is in the Adventist Church, we have an open communion. All believers are welcome to join in. And so we will celebrate at this time. We didn't cover it this morning, but we also celebrate the other portion of the communion service that Jesus told us in John chapter 13. You can read that there where he says he wants us to do that. Also, it represents our service to him through others. And so that is the foot washing part of the communion service in John 13. And then we'll come right back in here to celebrate the rest of it there with the emblems. And so we'll separate at this time, and if for some reason